as far as they have scheduled the international neutral force for 3 months from their meeting, and as far as they have designated the UA and the United Nations as commanding structures of this force, and as far as some countries like Tanzania and other countries of SADC region have already made it clear that they are going to contribute troops in that force, we think that conclusions are very positive for the sake of peace in that region.
Well, Honorable, some people are saying that there seem to be no concrete plans to help with your effort to resolve the security problem in North Kivu. And some people even went as far as saying that the meeting failed.
This is a kind of pessimistic song. I don't know. I don't see what is more effective than designating organs to rule the force, putting it clear that the force must start its work within 3 months, and having countries announcing their contribution in terms of troops. I don't see what is more concrete than such measures. You know that we have enemies of peace in that region. They were a lot in the Kampala meeting, so they might take their dreams for reality, but we are really very near to attain our objective of bringing in peace in that region.
Well, some people have also criticized the DRC government of not properly equipping and arming the FARDC to fight these negative forces that you described. They said the lack of morale in the army has led to a series of defections in the army, and that has weakened the morale of the army. What are you doing to raise the morale of the DRC army?
The morale of the DRC army is not weak. We have been attacked by our neighbors. These attacks were very long prepared by Rwandese government. They have arranged a plot with some elements within the army. Though they have always been masterminding ex-CNDP that came later to join the army, so they brought some of them, not all of them. They didn't have even 10% of these guys to join them again. That is attacked by another country. When a criminal rape a lady, you don't blame the lady, because maybe she has had clothes that might have tempted the criminal. So let things be clear. Rwanda have aggressed our country, and nobody should blame our country for having been aggressed by another country. That is definitive.
Now, Honorable, last but not the least, what about the problem that some people have raised, concerns they've raised about the issue of defections within the army?
I told you that we have had something like 4,000 people, among which Rwanda is playing its dirty game of pushing people to defect from the army. And out of these 4,000 people belonging to some ethnic group that are called Rwandophone, and that have been under the influence of Rwanda, responded to this call from Rwanda to defect. So I don't think that Rwanda succeeded. Only less than 10%. 90% remained with the government. So how can people talking of a large number of defections? I think the large number of those guys are those who remained with the country. So we don't feel that we are to blame on that issue.